can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Welcome back. It is Forced Movie Review Friday, and we are doing a pop culture experiment over the next few months. Are movies that are considered classics, are movies on AFI's 100 Greatest American Films Ever, are they classics? And do we find them entertaining? This week, we are reviewing, the four of us, 1967's The Graduate, directed by Mike Nichols, and starring Dustin Hoffman and Anne Bancroft. I will begin today. I watched this yesterday, and I wasn't sure how
Hello,
I would...
Hello, darkness, okay, my
yeah,
old friend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And...
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm interrupting.
Exactly.
I went into it a little optimistic. I thought, you know, Jace, give this a chance. It's maybe you have a... Maybe your modern memory of it will be different.
That was planted.
Yeah, I get it.
Still
yeah, I get it. And I thought, you know, maybe give it a chance. So I turned it on, and within a few minutes, I realized, oh, no. My memory of this has not changed. I hate it just as much as I did when I saw it in film class. And
people writing songs that voices never share.
And I thought about all the reasons why. The number one one is, if I hear that song one more time, and if Mike Nichols put that song in the movie and had little jump cuts of music one more time, I was going to shut the TV off in a dramatic fashion. I forgot how often he did that. And the snap zooms. And look, and it was very much visually a movie of its time.
It was artsy.
It was very artsy at the time, and that's fine. That's one of the reasons listed why it's in this list, is because of its visual makeup. Now, the positive. I did like Dustin Hoffman in this, and it's funny. You can almost draw a line from his character in The Graduate to his neurotic character in Tootsie. I can basically see them. I can see them. I can basically see them.
It's the same person.
It's basically the same person, but the college version, and then you can see him as the struggling actor in Tootsie. But the same neurotic tendencies. But that's about it. One more thing. The pop-up people that I forgot were in this, the mayor from Jaws. I was like, oh, he's in here.
And Clara from Bewitched.
Thank you.
Love her.
Yes.
And Mrs. Colby from The Colbys, Catherine Ross. Norman Fell, Mr. Roper. And then the guy from St. Elsewhere and Boy Meets World. I was like, oh, I forgot all of these people were in The Graduate. And the only other thing I liked is the movie poster, because the leg in the movie poster isn't Anne Bancroft. It's Dallas star Linda Gray's leg. And that's all I have to say.
Fun fact.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Lexalulu, take it away. Your thoughts on The Graduate?
Oh my gosh, this whole movie, I thought, what the heck? Entire thing. So frustrating to watch.
No one did disturb the sound of silence.
Oh, wasn't even as offensive as the story itself. There's zero chemistry between Ben and Elaine. He is so weird, freaky, stalkery. How did she even deal? Turns out she's the biggest idiot of the whole movie in general. I just, the whole time I'm thinking, oh, this will get a little bit better. Oh, no. And then there's the awkwardness is almost laughable. I don't know if that's supposed to be that way, but especially in the beginning, I just hated it all around. The only thing I really liked were the artful camera angles and the different ways in which, you know, they're standing behind shrubbery or the zooming in. And there's one scene that just gave the distance of Anne Bancroft. She's in the corner and their secret has been revealed, and it pans out and then oh, you just see her in the corner. I think that was very effective.
Ooh, scary.
But if you think that your mom has been raped by this young man, why would you go to his place and
right.
and then come back again in the middle of the night and ask for a kiss? But there was no yeah. chemistry. There's no build up to that. You didn't feel no. it all. Just no. a
I thought
weirdo.
It was a dream sequence, actually,
yes.
until it continued.
Yeah. Well, yeah. and then the bar sequence with the burlesque woman and her boobies, and then I was like all up
that
on
made no sense,
all up on Catherine
he
Ross's
wanted to
head.
Repel her.
I know, but that went on for so long. Her boobs were all up on Catherine Ross's head for like 15 minutes.
Well, we have to describe. She had pasties on,
yes,
but
pasties.
Then she had like graduate things that you hang off your graduating cap, you know?
Tassels. Yes.
They were tassels. And they were swirling around.
Such
and now
talent.
I want to get some of those and try that myself.
Yes.
I have a friend
yeah.
that can do that. She's
yeah,
a burlesque dancer.
My friend Angela Bowers,
oh, yeah. We've seen
Angela Fisher. Yeah, she's
yeah.
fantastic. It does. I'm not making fun of burlesque.
I
love
it.
But that
I'm
scene
right
is.
Now.
Are you doing it right now?
I'm trying to see if I
love
swing it.
Boobies.
Swing it.
Yeah.
We should
the only
keep,
really
should
interest-
kept the cameras on.
Yeah, maybe just that.
Bummer. Bummer. Once the again, only... McLean, you've wrecked my day.
Oh, no. Go eat a cookie.
Yeah.
Hopefully
what
shortbread.
Lex?
I was
going to
say, the one thing that that was kind of appealing in terms of character development that I don't think we got into as much as it would have been more interesting is Anne Bancroft, her reality. She's bored. She's jealous of her daughter. What is her motivation? And maybe a little deeper into that, that would have been made this better. I'm not sure. But all in all, I just felt, what a waste of time.
Lex, yeah. I wrote down, Lex, why would Mrs. Robinson pick such a... And then I crossed out a whole bunch of expletives that I can't say on the air and just wrote, pick him. Why would she pick him?
Right.
He's such
yes.
a mess.
He's
yes.
creepy and scary, stalkery, and just, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing
Moody.
Sexy about him. Like, there's
no.
not, I mean, from
wishy
the game. From
washy.
The,
and,
yes. Yeah. From that first moment, like when she's in his room at his graduation party in the fish tank, it's like, ugh, he's so asexual to me. Anyway, okay, forced movie review. We'll be right back. We're going to have...
Full side,
enough. Okay, okay.
I know.
We get it. Like
we'll be right back, everybody.
Reviews.
You forced me to do this.
The Graduate 1967 is this week's forced movie review. You've heard from Lex. You've heard from me. We're going to save Wild Card McLean to last. Kenny, your thoughts that you haven't already shared.
I wrote this down actually before I started watching it, and it remains true to this second. Benjamin Butternuts, or whatever the hell his name is, is the most irritating, sad, pathetic character in the history of cinema. I have never, ever hated a character more, and the fact that Dustin Hoffman played him so well makes me hate Dustin Hoffman. It's cast a dark pall on his entire career for me, and he's been in some really good movies.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing, there's three good things I picked out about this movie. Number three, I just want to say one word to you. One word. Are you listening? Plastics. I love that line. That was a line that some old dude told to him
yeah.
at a
right.
party, and it
yeah.
just it still cracks me up to this day. Number two, Roper is the landlord.
Yes,
that's how he got cast in Three Company. At Three's
yes.
Company,
yeah.
He's the landlord. How awesome is that?
Move. I love. I want you to move.
And
he's
then
a smart one. He saw right
yeah,
through his BS.
Yeah, it was so awesome. And then number one, the real star of this movie, and I mentioned it right away when we started this morning, and it's a shining star, and it's one of the coolest automobiles in the history of automobiles, the Alfa Romeo Spider Duetto that Benjamin Butternuts completely neglects and drives like a hack and lets it get dirty and muddy and mystery. And then at the end, he abandons it on the side of the road like it's an old sneaker or something. Oh, my God, it made me so angry. Really
Hello,
made
darkness,
me angry.
Darkness, my old friend.
Oh. Oh, yeah. And this. And this. It's like Quentin Tarantino did the movie or something. Oh, God. I've always hated this movie, and I'll hate it forevermore.
Okay.
There you
here
go.
Here comes the wild card, McClane.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I love this movie. I do. I think this is why. This is why. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
because
totally.
I love Mike Nichols. I think Mike Nichols is a great director. He's so diverse. He's done Postcards from the Edge.
The Birdcage.
Closer. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Working Girl. Wit. Primary Colors. Biloxi Blues. I mean, Silkwood. He's great. The thing he's great at, which he's so good in this movie, is that he is so good because he's a theater director. He sees dialogue and scenes like a piece of music. There's a rhythm to it, and it's intoxicating. He can direct actors so well, like that fast-paced dialogue that in the first scene with Mrs. Robinson, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
In the room,
yes, and then it'll come to a screeching halt. There's a scene where he tells his parents that he's going to marry Elaine, and what's so great about it is that it's clipping along, and then you realize at the end of the scene, he has a line that shocks them, and then the toast pops up, and he leaves the room. That was all planned. They had to time that out so that when they put the toast in, it would pop up right at the right time. It's stuff like that that I love, and that's what good theater directors know how to do. And there's so much great imagery, like there's a parade of old people coming out of the hotel and then young people coming in, implying that he's going to be a lot older when he leaves. It's just because of Mike Nichols, I love this film. The plot is kind of crappy. I feel bad for Mrs. Robinson because she's a complicated character. She's very sad. And the only thing we really know is that she's an alcoholic. Right. And we're supposed to, how are we supposed to feel about her? I wish we could see more about her because they just abandon her storyline whenever he falls in love with Elaine. And we're supposed to be rooting for that relationship. I don't root for that relationship. I can't connect to it. I feel bad for Mrs. Robinson. I'm like, so she's the villain? I'm not sure if she really is here because he's stalkery and weird.
Is.
Okay. So I agree with Alexis on that. Ugh. It's a misogynistic view of this relationship, and I wish that they would do a remake actually and explore Mrs. Robinson more, you know, put Nicole Kidman in there or something. So that's what I have to say. I love Mike Nichols, and I think that he directs like he's directing a symphony. The end.
Some turds, you know, not everything is great.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
I like Mike Nichols. I mean, he directed one of my all-time favorites, which keeps going up on my list every year, and that is The Birdcage. Okay.
Well, we have Holly on the line.
We have, she's our bird.
Yeah.
She's like a bird. Holly
what
Roberts.
What do you think, Holly?
Holly, what do you think? Yeah, what do you think of The Graduate?
Cuckoo, ca-choo, everybody!
Yeah.
Okay, Holly, are you ready to give us our... What? Go ahead.
Oh, no, never mind. I just said I'm ready, man.
Okay, here's your drum roll.
Got it. I don't hear you. But the morning show is going to be going on the ultimate trip. You're watching 2001, A Space Odyssey.
A Space Odyssey?
2001 A Space Odyssey's Kubrick. Yeah,
we can barely hear you for whatever reason, Holly. I don't know. But so 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Love it, Holly. Is this one of your favorites, Hal?
I love this movie, and I am so fascinated to see what you guys think of it.
Great.
Okay, now who has seen this? Lex, have you seen it?
I have, yes.
Has everyone? Dawn?
Yes, yes.
Kenny?
I have not seen this. This is the first movie we've reviewed that I have not seen.
Oh, yes, good.
I saw it in 1990, so it's been a long time. This, by the way, is from, 1 year, we're 1 year forward in, that was 67 for The Graduate. This is 1968, and it is number 22 on AFI's list. So,
yes, great pick.
Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
I think she fell in the bottom of a well, didn't she?
I know that she was outside for some reason, she said.
Oh, okay. Lex,
I'm glad there's one you haven't seen, Kenny.
Yeah,
that's been assigned.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.